It's BMAZ and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, that is the name of the show. BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer with you for the next 52 minutes. Brian has the day off. He'll be back here tomorrow. You won't want to miss that. A lot of stuff going on. Lots to talk about on this Tuesday morning. And yes, we'll get to the thing everyone is talking about. But I've got to start with this. You know, it seems, you know how people say crazy things just to get clicks? You know, that's the big thing now. How many clicks you can get? You know, and you see that on social media a lot. CNN put this, and I'd love to know your thoughts on this on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board at 803-0930. You can also call in with the same number. But CNN, and you know, I have to take everything CNN puts on their website. I have to look it over to make sure it actually makes sense. They posted this this morning, and the way it's worded, and again, it's CNN. Just take that into consideration. But the headline is, "Fighting with a loved one is healthy if you do it right. Here's how." Also says, "You may pride yourself on never fighting with loved ones, but it's healthy to fight in close relationships if you do it like this." So I go on and read. I go, okay, well, how do I do the right fight, the lovingly fight? And someone puts on, and one of the things is, schedule a fight. And obviously by fight, we mean argument, verbal altercation. Scheduling your argument, does that, are you kidding me? Number one, is it really healthy to argue on a regular basis? Is that science? Is that trusting the science? Are we following the science on that? But CNN says to schedule your argument, to allow you to think about your feelings and to get to the bottom of them. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But that sounds awful. Like if I text my wife right now and said, hey, when you get home today, we're having an argument. About what? I don't know. I have to think about it. But it's healthy to do so. So when you get home today, we're going to argue about something. That just sounds, I don't know. Does anyone agree with that? Am I wrong? Am I in the wrong here? But it goes on to say that people, couples that argue are in healthier relationships than those that just keep their feelings locked in. I have to say, you cannot argue and also not have your feelings locked in. Like, you don't need to let them off in an argumentative way. You know, I believe me, I am not a quiet person. And if I'm feeling one sort of way, it's known. It doesn't need to be in an argumentative type way. And I'm not going to schedule an argument and then think about the feelings that I want to let out. I'm also the kind of person that can't really keep anything in. And if I need to say it, I'm going to say it now. I'm not going to schedule it for 8 hours from now. I just thought it was a weird way to I thought it was a weird way to make the point of the healthy argument. And also one of their related articles on the same website is how to tell it's time for a sleep divorce. And maybe we'll get into that tomorrow. But you know, you sign onto Twitter at 4:30 in the morning and this is the first thing that pops up. You're thinking, wow, we're really in for one today. Also going on in the world, you heard about, and I have to say, kudos to Brian Mazurowski because he kind of had the foreshadowing of this. He said a few weeks ago that if Josh Allen was on one of these golf tournaments, he'd watch it. And look, Josh Allen is going to be part of the next The Match on TNT. Brady and Rodgers versus Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. I'll tell you, I watched a little bit of this when they did it a few months ago or a year ago, whenever the last time they did it. And it was fun to watch. It was entertaining. I think now that Josh Allen's part of it, you know, you'll hear a lot of Buffalo references. I'll probably turn it on. But I don't know. Does that make you turn the match on? Or is it still, why am I going to watch football players play golf? I don't know. Last time they did it, it was pretty entertaining. And I'm looking forward to that. And again, kudos to Mazurowski for predicting that. But I do want to get back to this because I think it's important to ask the question. And of course, I make my jokes about CNN. But it is important to ask the question, do you fight, and by fight, I mean, you know, verbal, an argument, do you find that to be beneficial to your relationship, or do you find it to be harmful to your relationship? Because I think of me, like if I just start, you know, you get into a state where you'll just say anything, even if you don't mean it, you'll just say it because, I don't know, again, maybe this is me, but when I'm in an argument, when I'm in a back and forth, I have this attitude that I need to win. So I need to be right no matter what, and I'll be right at any expense. So I think with someone like my personality, and I think my wife is very similar, right? Very competitive. And if it got into a back and forth argument, you just start saying things you don't mean because I don't know. This is going to sound really bad. I don't know why, but you know, when you're in an argument, scoring points is how, you know, how upset can you make the other person, right? Am I arguing wrong? I don't see how. I think this is a very broad title of the article. When I think it's a person by person, I think it has to do with your personality. Someone like me, it's definitely not healthy to have scheduled arguments. Have you ever scheduled an argument? Have you ever been in an argument with your significant other and paused it like Marshall and Lily on How I Met Your Mother? Because that's just not in my... If I'm in the middle of, you know, a back and forth and I'm, you know, I'm saying how I feel and it's a real argument, I can't just stop the argument. Like, I can't go out with that still unresolved. I can't enjoy a Mets game if that's what we pause to watch. Like, to me, that is the whole scheduling or pausing your argument. To me, that just sounds absolutely undoable. But maybe I'm in the minority. Do you find fighting arguments in your relationship to be beneficial? Or has an argument led to maybe a breakup? Maybe an argument led to your divorce? I wouldn't think not arguing led to your divorce. What do you think? 803-0930, star 930. Someone says, definitely pause arguments if kids are around. Again, someone who doesn't have kids... I can't comment on that, but obviously that's probably for the best, right? You pause, you say, hey, kids, why don't you play some Madden? And then you go take the argument somewhere else. Is that usually how it goes? But that's one thing I wanted to throw out there because, like I said, this is the first thing you see, and it might just be my personality that this doesn't make much sense for me. You know, the other part of this article, it's healthy to fight, lovingly that is. When people avoid fighting, they avoid talking. See, I don't find that to be true. And again, maybe that's just me. But according to this professor, when people avoid fighting, they avoid talking. I'm constantly telling my partner, if something's bothering you, I'd rather know it than not know it. So maybe we can do something about it. If I don't know, I can't do anything. For me, that doesn't have to be in an argument. Like, if we have a disagreement, that's what it is. It's a disagreement. Okay, well, I mean, I'm pretty much, okay, well, that's how you feel, and this is how I feel. An argument's not going to change that. Right? I mean, usually, most arguments that I have had or I have observed are usually the most meaningless thing. Like, if it's something serious, if it's a serious disagreement... You know, I think a civil, responsible, adult conversation But when you say argument to me, you know, like I said, I mean, I think of trying to score points, trying to make my point no matter what. And when you get in a heated argument, and I think everyone listening to my voice has been in a heated argument, where you just start saying things that you don't mean, right? You say the first thing that comes to mind. You call people names. And again, if we're talking about your significant other, do you want to get to that point where you say something you really don't mean? Because as this professor says, it's better to say something than not say something, but there's also the point where you say something you can't take back. And I think we've all been there. Yeah, and the pick a good time to fight is, to me, the most ridiculous thing. Have you ever scheduled an argument with your significant other? Have you ever done that? Called them at the office? Told them you're going to, you know, hey, we need to have that argument tonight? I mean, can we just say discussion? Does it have to be an argument? I mean, this whole article is about arguing and how it's healthy. Like, to me, that thought process, I think we could say conversations, disagree. Everyone's going to have disagreements. I don't know one person that I agree with 100% on everything. And if I did, if I agreed with my wife on everything, that'd be pretty boring. Don't you think? Someone says, on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. So you're sitting with your wife at dinner and you notice that the chicken is overcooked. So then you put your drink down and say, you know what? 10 tomorrow morning, you and me are going to discuss this. I that thought process to me just doesn't make any sense to schedule your argument. But I'd like to know from you, 803-0930, do you find it to be beneficial or more of a problem in your relationship? And again, is not arguing avoiding conflict? I don't think so. I think that's very different. You're assuming that if you have a disagreement, there has to be an argument. Or as this article says, fighting. I just don't find that to be true. Now, am I saying that I've never had an argument with my significant other? Of course I'm not saying that. That would be a lie. But I don't find it to be healthy. I don't think I can go back and say, I'm glad we had that argument. It really helped us with our relationship. I personally have not had that case. If you have, I'd love to hear it. But this notion from this professor, that avoiding a conflict is bad. Just because you're not having an argument doesn't mean you're avoiding conflict. I don't know. And by the way, the professor is Jim McNulty from Florida State University, who commented on this article. Also asked you to analyze your feelings, and that's why you might schedule your argument instead of just letting it happen, because you want to analyze your feelings and make sure what's really important to you. Also, be a good listener. And don't say you or never or always. Avoid putting your partner on the defensive in any disagreement. When you start by saying, you make me feel, you're not owning your own feelings. There's a lot of difference between saying you're doing this or you are this versus I feel like this when you do this. Using the phrase I feel is much less triggering. Always using the I word isn't easy, especially when you're angry with your partner, according to the article. And maybe this is my personality, but I think to say that it's healthy for all relationships to argue is misleading. You know, I mean, I'm different than Jimmy. Jimmy's different than Tony. Like, the way we approach our relationships shouldn't be so easy in just one little article. Because what's right for my relationship might not be right for Jimmy's relationship. What's right for Jimmy's relationship might not be right for Tony's relationship, and so on and so forth. Let's look at the Volkswagen of Orchard Park Dex board. You guys are lighting it up this morning. Some arguments, or rather a couple that can argue here and there, I think are healthy because this way they are able to not only have a conversation, a conflict, but they're able to resolve it in a healthy manner. That's for people that can actually address the argument. Do you get what I'm saying? Because there are people who are just combative. And there are people that always have to be right. And no matter what the argument is, no matter if you even prove that person's wrong, there are personalities out there. I might have a touch of that personality where, well, now we're in this argument. I'm not going to let you tell me I was wrong. I think to me, it's all about tone and all about what you're calling this. There is a difference between a conversation, a back and forth, what you and I are having now with the audience, than an argument. When I think argument, I think of tone. I think of back and forth. I think of insults, right? I think if we're just talking about our differences, that's not an argument. That's a conversation. And I think most adults can just have a conversation about their arguments. I think this should be this way. Well, I think it should be this way. And I'll tell you, you guys might laugh. And maybe, you know, hey, I've only been married for a few months. Maybe it's not the healthiest relationship. But my wife and I, we have a difference of opinion. More times than not, we're flipping a coin. Because I'm not going to change her mind. She's not going to change my mind. Let's leave it to fate. And maybe in a year, I'll be talking about that's what led to our divorce. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. I hope it didn't start an argument. And what are the things you guys have argued? Tell me about your stupid argument. What's the most ridiculous thing looking back on you never should have argued? It was meaningless. And has an argument that seemed harmless at the time festered into something like a divorce, like a separation? Be interested to hear that at 803-0930, star 930. Little relationship talk in this on this BMAZ and Beamer. Because we've all done it, right? As I sit here and say I'd rather have conversations, come on. I'm the most immature person on this station, at the very least. You know I've had arguments about the most meaningless thing. And I've let it go on. And that's embarrassing. And it's probably turned into something more. But then I think there are serious conflicts to have a discussion. Is an argument the best way? How do you discuss your differences? Because if you've been with someone for more than a month, you've discovered differences. You've discovered you guys aren't the same person. I mean, you might have a lot of differences. As Paula Abdul said, opposites attract. So how do you approach those differences without an argument or without it turning into something it never should have been? A simple disagreement. How do you avoid a huge conflict? And what was your stupid argument? What was the argument you never should have had? You look back on it and laugh. That was stupid. 803-0930, star 930. It is BMAZ and Beamer. Joe Beamer solo today here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's BMAZ and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, welcome back. BMAZ and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer flying solo today. Hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday. Got a little snowy out there yesterday, and just in time, walking, met up with the Mazurowskis to go to the Dingus Day Parade in North Tonawanda, and the walk to the parade, I accumulated about an inch or two of snow on my hat. It was nasty out there. I have to say, this is embarrassing. So, you know, I should be wearing glasses. You know, I can't even read the text board. I have to put it on my computer to read it because my eyes are getting bad when it comes to distances. And yesterday, we're at the parade, and, you know, people are walking by, and someone, very nice dressed gentleman, comes walking up, and I just assume it's someone that, you know, Brian and his family knows. I don't know anyone in North Tonawanda. And as he gets closer, I realize, oh, that's that's Assemblyman Bill Conrad, friend of mine. And he said, hey, Joe. I go, hey, Bill. Had no idea. That's how bad my eyes are. And I really should just start wearing glasses. But with the weight that I have put on, I feel the glasses look even worse. So I'm hoping, you know, to hold off the glasses until at least I lose a little weight in my face. But that was kind of embarrassing. You know, 33, and I'm squinting to see who this person saying my name is walking up. All is good. It was fun. You know, North Tonawanda did their thing. I've seen pictures and videos from the city. It looks like that was going great. Didn't let the weather stop them. And, you know, I feel that's going to be a theme this summer, especially not letting the weather stop you from doing anything after a lot of events being canceled for the last 2 years. Or being a very, very toned down version of themselves. I feel like this summer is going to be, I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if there's a thunderstorm. I don't care if a tornado is coming through. I'm going to this lawn fete, you know? But it was nice. Even with the weather, it was just nice to be in a tent with an adult beverage. You know, I mean, that, and to me, that is Buffalo summer. Being in a tent with an adult beverage. But we are talking about the article that I saw this morning about arguing with a loved one. 803-0930-star-930. Have you ever had the dumb argument? And what has it led to? 803-0930-star-930. This is very unlike me, but I'm going to do show notes on the air. Hey, James, I'm texting you something. I just want you to call this number and see if they can join us right now, okay? Sorry about that. This is a very unprofessional radio, I know.
Yeah, it is.
I am.
It's too inside, Joe.
I know, James. I'm sorry. I'm texting you this number. If you could just give her a call and see if she can come on right now, she'll know what it's about.
Okay.
Thank you. Or Tony. But sorry about that. Sorry to do the show notes on the... Someone just texted in, good morning, Joe. Let's schedule an argument about something. All right, we'll find it. We'll find something. Also happening yesterday, not just this article about do you have arguments or not, but we learned about the mask mandate being ruled unconstitutional by a judge, being thrown out, and the TSA saying, you know what, we're not going to enforce this anymore. And you saw airplane after airplane, and the videos online, if you didn't see them, go on Twitter and just check out these videos of the pilot announcing that you could take your mask off now, in the cheers and everything. It was so nice to see. Are we having a problem with that number? No, sorry. It was so nice to see, you know, the joys and the masks being thrown. I saw one plane where the masks were being thrown up, you know, in the air, and people just cheering, and flight attendants were talking about how great this is. The one pilot on one flight said, you know, this is the greatest announcement we've ever made. And it just was really nice to see. Now, earlier today, we had heard that the NFTA was going to have a meeting and make a decision on masks, and we're just hearing now, and by the way, that was the whole back and forth. We were trying to get Helen Tedros on, but we're hearing from Helen that the NFTA is lifting the mask ban or the mask mandate, and that now trains, buses, the airport, you will not need a mask. Don't know the specifics, but we know that is coming in the next few minutes. And we will get more information on that here on WBEN. But I want to ask you, does this change now traveling for you? Because I know of people with kids that that weren't going to go on vacation this summer because they didn't want their kid to have to wear a mask for, you know, 2 or 3 hours on an airplane. And, you know, with the news yesterday, now it might be cutting it a little close because I don't know if you've seen the price of plane tickets lately, but it might be cutting it a little close. But I want to know from you, now that you know, and you know, I don't want to get all complaining and everything, but to see the people that are complaining about the masks being lifted and all that, you know, I went on a flight to New York in December, and I barely had my mask on because I had something to eat and a beverage in my hand. So this thought that everyone was wearing their mask, you know, tied up on, and people weren't wearing their masks over their nose. It was just like if you'd go to the gym. You know what I mean? People weren't wearing the mask over their nose. They weren't doing this. They weren't doing that. And now people say, oh my gosh, you might not have a mask on. You know, go on an airplane. Go on an airplane the last 6 months. You will see people with their mask down. You'll see people eating, drinking, all that. So I don't get what you're so concerned with now. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You know, no one's telling you not to. You have the N95 you can wear. No one's telling you have to take a mask off your face. But, you know, we are long due that everyone else gets their choice when it comes to masking. So I want to know for you, does this change anything? 803-0930-930. That's the number. That's also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. We now have from the NFTA, Helen Tedaris. Helen, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Helen, I'm doing great. I'm so thankful that you joined us this morning. So we know early on this morning, the NFTA was looking into the mask and everything. What is the decision and when will it take effect?
Correct. It's effective immediately. We are following TSA and CDC's recommendations. You know, because of the ruling yesterday, last night, that we will no longer require mask wearing at the airport or on the bus and rail. We do, however, are encouraging people to wear masks and also to be respectful for those who do choose to wear face covering. And that was a decision made this morning. We really talked to passengers. We talked to our riders. We talked to some of the business line leaders, kind of the input they were getting. And that's when we came to our conclusion.
But just, I don't want to be the Mr. Negative here. But if there is a reversal, you guys would be subject to that reversal at the TSA level, correct?
Correct. Yeah, and that was you're not being negative at all. It's definitely something that everyone was considering at this point. I also spent some time talking to my counterparts in Rochester and Albany and downstate and MTA. You know, through this whole COVID crisis, we've all been kind of communicating with each other, which is really helpful. So that was the big problem, Joe, that everyone was talking about, like what's going to happen. And I just think that we have to, at some point, you know, make a change, right? At some point, we have to, when the TSA is no longer enforcing this, we have to be in accordance with them. So, you know, it was a difficult decision, but one that we feel comfortable with.
Now, was this something you guys were already looking at with, you know, things looking, it could, 2 weeks from now, they could have been expiring. Is this something you had already started discussing and then kind of forced into making those discussions quicker because of what happened yesterday?
We were, Joe, absolutely. We were looking into that. And, you know, from our standpoint, it's really a complicated decision. So it involves not only making that decision, but there are legal aspects of it. There's also physical aspects, getting the signage off, getting, you know, there's so much signage, things of that nature. So it's really a very complicated process when this is reversed. So those are the discussions that we've been having. You know, how are we going to get this done? Making sure that you know, the majority of people are in agreement with this. This has been very difficult. I mean, this has been a long 2 years for our employees, especially those out in the field having to wear, you know, these masks. It's been difficult. As with our passengers, I know that at the airport, especially people, the flying public is very excited about this decision.
Now, the airport, is there anything left there that is from the COVID era that people need to still be on the lookout for when they go to the airport? Or is the airport kind of back to 2019 normal?
You know, normal is such a relative word, you know, in the world that we're living in now. The requirements, official requirements are going to be the same as they were prior to COVID, but we are absolutely encouraging mask wearing. So I do think it's still going to be different. I think that you are going to see people still wearing masks, especially at the airport and on the planes. They feel more comfortable with that. So I don't know when we're going to actually get back to normal, but we are still going to be encouraging, as the TSA is, and so is CDC, encouraging passengers to wear masks if they so choose. So it's like a personal freedom.
But as it stands, that's a recommendation, but employees and passengers free to make that choice themselves?
Correct.
Awesome. Hey, Helen, I know it's very short notice, but I'm thankful that you were able to give us a few minutes this morning.
Of course.
Helen Tedderus from the NFTA giving us the update. So you heard, if you're heading to the airport, if you're heading on the subway, if you're heading on the bus, you do not need to wear a mask. Obviously, if you want to, that is your choice. And no one's going to be disrespectful of you making that choice. Just as if you don't want to wear a mask, that is your choice. And no one's going to be disrespectful of that choice. But as of right now, following the announcement yesterday, if you're going to the airport, if you're going on a bus, on a train, you don't need a mask. We were talking about this morning. I think that means the one thing left that you need to make sure you have a mask for, and with my deliveries, I always keep one in the car, are medical buildings. I think really is the only thing left. Oh, medical buildings and Philadelphia are the only places left that you need to wear a mask. So, you know, my whole thing is I don't have one on my person. There's not one in my pocket. There's not one in my jacket. I do keep a Virginia Tech mask in my car just in case I'm going to a doctor's appointment, or delivering to a medical facility, or if I'm just forgetting a place that is still requiring masks. But I think as it stands now, there are no businesses, restaurants, anything in Buffalo I can think of that you would need a mask. And as someone just reminded me on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, Joe, I got an email this morning, no longer need a mask in an Uber. So think about that. I mean, you might need an arm and a leg with what with gas prices, how much an Uber might be right now, but you don't need a mask when going on an Uber. So that step, and again, if you want one, if you feel safer with one, if you're immunocompromised, have a mask. Get the best mask out there. Again, no one's gonna judge you. This is the world is like Planet Fitness when it comes to masks, right? This is a no judge zone. You want to wear a mask? Fine, we won't judge. You don't want to wear a mask? Fine, we won't judge. But as of right now, that is up to you. I applaud that. I think it should be in everyone's decision. No one knows your health like you and maybe your doctor, right? So, you know, you go and make that decision, and I think that is, I think that's great. Again, if you're going to Philadelphia, don't fly to Philadelphia without a mask. Can you imagine now? These are the things that, you know, you had this, these people on Twitter, it goes through your mind, what about the people that, you know, thought they'd be safe on the plane and now they could take their mask off? Well, they sat next to someone who was eating food with a mask off the whole time, so. But I'm thinking this, you know, with American Airlines, a lot of flights go through Philadelphia, right? If you're not flying through Charlotte, you might be flying through Philadelphia. Can you imagine now when you don't need a mask to get on a plane? If you had a layover in Philadelphia, what kind of mess is that going to look like today? I would love to. I'm going to have my ears pinned to Philadelphia radio this afternoon because I would love to see how that is playing out in the Philadelphia airport. Because you know you have to wear a mask in Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure that includes the airport. Can you believe the confusion that's going to be today for those flying through Philadelphia? Again, you might have a 1-hour layover Where's your mask? Where's my mask? I didn't need a mask. It's been lifted. No, no, you're in Philadelphia. You need a mask to go to your next flight. You better have one under that counter. You know what I mean? That's going to be very, very interesting today. And something we'll definitely follow up on tomorrow's BMAZ and Beamer. But exciting news. I'm sorry, if you disagree with me, you know, that's your personal opinion. For me, I think this is exciting news. I think it's an exciting day. You know, Pat McAfee yesterday in his show, when this was announced, that masks will no longer be required for travel, he was celebrating, he was cheering, he said, we're back, and that's kind of how I feel, right? That was the last, because I don't think masks at medical places are, I don't think that's going away for a long time, but public, you know, travel was really the last thing that you needed to make sure you had that mask somewhere on your person on a regular basis, and now, I mean, it's a very exciting feeling. Like we are not only am I living like I did before COVID, because that was over a year ago, but now we can actually start treating every aspect of life like normal again. And we're not going to have that one reminder sitting there, because nothing upsets me more than that one reminder, like getting on a plane and throwing a mask on. But again, if you want to, I'm not sitting here saying don't wear a mask. The NFTA is not sitting there saying don't wear a mask. They're recommending it. And I'm sitting here saying if that makes you feel comfortable, if that makes you feel safe, get the best damn mask out there and wear it proudly. And we won't judge, just like you won't judge us if we don't have a mask on. It's been a fun hour. I really enjoy you joining me. I really enjoyed the text today. You guys are really great on the text board. Some great texts coming in. I know David will really appreciate them. David is up next here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Obviously, he's got four great hours coming up. Someone texted in, isn't Philadelphia Airport a federally regulated? No, as we saw in Buffalo. The airport is separate than on the plane, right? Because that's why the NFTA has now said no masks at the airport. I think it is different. I would be very interested in what the situation is in Philadelphia. And if someone is flying through Philadelphia today, send me a message on social media and tell me what that's like. I mean, I know a lot of flights go through Philadelphia from here in Buffalo. So I'd be very interested. David's got four great hours next here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'll be back with Brian tomorrow starting at 9 o'clock. Buffalo, I hope you have a great day. Thanks again for joining me here on BMAZ and Beamer.